talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The coronavirus is terrifying, but there is something you can do to help stop the spread. But that is even more terrifying. It's staying home with your family.
I can't take it anymore!
It hasn't even been a day yet!
What you thought would be a nice break from life turns into a home from hell.
Please, Dad, I don't want to play Yahtzee anymore.
Well, how about Monopoly then?
No!
Staying at home with your family is the nightmare that could last 8 weeks.
Honey, I have bad news.
You have a fever?
Worse, the Wi-Fi is down.
No!
Staying at home with your family. It's not a movie. It's not in theaters. It's streaming from home. Your home, where you are trapped.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The coronavirus shutdown recommended by the White House is extended until at least the end of April now. There are at least more than 2,500 cases, deaths in the U.S. among more than 143,000 confirmed cases. President Trump says he expects those deaths to peak in about 2 weeks. He's also wondering if some medical equipment is going out the back door, as he puts it, or if it's being hoarded.
Hospital chains, as we call them, they are holding ventilators. They don't want to let them up. We need them for certain areas where there's big problems. Can't hold them if they think there might be a problem weeks down the road.
Some Instacart grocery delivery drivers plan to go on strike today.
They want hazard pay of $5 per order and protective gear like hand sanitizer and wipes. Instacart has announced some improvements to its safety and its tip system. And while some workers are considering the strike, others only recently took the job amid mass layoffs in other industries to have a paying job.
That's Sal Giagrasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Well done.
It is great.
That's some family, I think, that made that.
Stayed inside.
Yeah. All right. Lots going on this hour. First of all, later on, you can win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card by playing
Truth or Baloney.
And our topic, almost, is it ironic or eerie that today is National Doctor's Day? And I have to go see mine today figure out what this leg thing is. I don't know what it is. It hurts like hell. It's probably nothing more than an aneurysm that'll break loose and kill me later. It's
nothing important.
I would never.
Sounds fun.
I never do those worst case scenario things. Your couch holds many secrets. We have those. And
it's amazing what a black light'll do.
As soon as, I briefly dated a cop who had one of those lights that could, you know, you'd shut, you know, darken a room and she could shine it and show you where blood
was.
That was an interesting little toy. That and more. No, I mean, not that. Not.
No, I got you.
Not like that place on 31.
Rich Fellows Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
So we are quiet today, but we are preparing for a storm system tomorrow that needs to be monitored carefully. For today, it's going to be a very warm day again. We'll end up around 80, 82, I would think, easily. That would be the eighth day in a row in the 80s. Sun and cloud mix today. Mild tonight, low 61. Risk of showers begins perhaps in the wee hours of the morning, then tomorrow, with a high in the upper 70s, showers and thunderstorms likely. Some of the storms possibly severe. We cannot rule out damaging wind gusts, and certainly some tornadoes could pop up as well. And the action could start early. I mean, maybe 9 a.m.-ish. I'm just throwing out numbers, and maybe into the early afternoon hours. So a relatively small window of time, but we'll be watching, and we'll be here for you. And you can get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. In fact, that would be a good thing to download right now. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. Breezy, much cooler tomorrow night. Overnight low of 47. Wednesday's high in the upper 60s, which is going to seem really chilly. But, it's not too far from normal. Normal high is 72. Mid-40s on Thursday morning sounds really cold. But the normal low is 47. Warmer again Friday. Right now this morning, we have north winds at 7 miles per hour at 62 at 8:08.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Why did I ask you about something that turned up in the middle? I just noticed it a few minutes ago. What? They've come out with their annual, and usually wrong, annual storm predictions. Is that kind of like an exercise in futility?
It is, and I hate those seasonal outlooks with a passion. I really do, yeah.
I'm glad to hear that because, for example, they're calling last year the worst. Yeah, it tied with 1969 as the fourth worst hurricane season on record. But what do those 2 years have in common? Camille in 69 and I want to call it Damien. What is the
Dorian.
Book? Dorian.
Yeah.
Last year.
Mm-hmm.
But after Dorian, it was just a lot of little, minor things that.
As far as the effect on the United States, you can't make a statement like they made there. If they're talking about the number of storms, okay. But if you're talking about the U.S. effect,
yeah. Let me ask you this: satellite technology has come eons. I mean, almost on a year-to-year basis.
Right.
My thinking is, and I'm just a digital rain gauge boy.
Yeah, we missed a lot of storms.
Yeah, that now a lot of storms get categorized as tropical storms that might have been missed 20 or more years ago.
Oh, no doubt about it. Before the satellite era, no doubt how many hurricanes we missed that were way out there.
What do you know?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
I appreciate that compliment, but I'm still angling for a promotion from Digital Engage Boy First Class, which I have been for 2 years.
I know. We're behind the curve on Jay, too. Look, he has no certificate. I think he got his.
I got a framed certificate from
him. Yeah, I forget what it.
I don't care if he's got a certificate, but I outrank him.
I know you do. But then again, he's your boss too.
Jeez,
it's very complicated.
Yeah, it really is.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
I was blackboard captain in fourth grade. That was a big
dust
deal.
The erasers.
I was in charge of safety patrolmen.
Anything you? Oh, you were the lead guy.
Yeah, in elementary school.
Girls must have been all over you. There were some. Did you have the orange?
Yes,
color
sure.
Safety.
And we get to go to a Cleveland Indians baseball game because we were safety patrolmen.
Some of the guys that did that got a little carried away. They were giving out traffic tickets and stuff to people who went through too quickly. Saturday and Sunday morning, we got calls from listeners who have gone out to see our newest sponsor, Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Because, A, what, I don't know, Clay, I don't know, it's a green thumb or his entire hand, but everything they sell there is about a third to double the size of what you'll see, in front of some of the box stores and stuff. Here's the best part. drive about 20 minutes east of Montgomery up Vaughan Road on 110, and you'll run right into it. Well, I mean, you'll see it. Pull into it. Don't run into it. And it's just amazing, the not only the selections they have out there. I did not know that there was such a thing called a macho fern. Maybe we can get together in our spare time and make a song, Macho Fern. $13, and look at how big those are. I have one of those in front of my house on the side now, Clay. I did move it out of direct sunlight. And it's beautiful. It looks like it's just exploding out of the basket. And that's just for starters. We have people call up and talk about the geraniums, hibiscus, zinnias, which is a beautiful flower. I used to grow those a lot in the Midwest. They're so colorful. So you not only are going to get great value, a pallet, a 24-count of the big boy tomatoes is $12. That is a cash and check business. I need to, you know, let you know that before you go out there. But, man, you can get so much to put some color around your house. And, you know, it'll cheer you up. If you're kind of in a funk, it'll cheer you up to go out there and visit. It's a beautiful place. And rarely have so many people called to say, wow, never heard of it before, but I've been out there and I love it. Now, they're closed today. They're open Tuesday through Saturday on Highway 110. And if you want to call ahead of time, 399-4153 is the number. 399-4153 for Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. And don't forget to tell Clay you heard about him here on this show. That's appreciated. 8:13 coming up next, a chance to play and win
Truth or Baloney.
National Doctor's Day. Hello, Doctor.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama's confirmed coronavirus cases have now topped 800. East Alabama Medical Center confirmed 5 coronavirus-related deaths at the hospital over the weekend. Several local communities now have curfews in place to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Montgomery's curfew is from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Selma has a curfew from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. And Crenshaw County's curfew goes from 10 p.m. until 6 a.m. No incidents have been reported involving the new curfews. And Greenville police are investigating a deadly shooting over the weekend. Police have 2 suspects in custody, but they're still searching for 22-year-old Antoine Thompson. The shooting happened Sunday afternoon at a gas station on Willow Lane. Police have not identified the victim. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Morning is an important time of day.
Mornings are the worst.
The worst.
You know what else is?
How about Mondays? I hate Mondays. Mondays are the worst.
But not today.
I need a doctor.
Is there a doctor?
Is anyone here a doctor?
Is anyone here a doctor?
I'm a doctor.
My champion.
Happy National Doctor's Day.
I'm a doctor.
I need a prescription of coffee, stat.
It's showtime.
And we have a special Doctor's Day edition of
Truth or Baloney.
Playing with a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, call 272-9228. And don't make me beg, because it makes me sound whiny.
I'm begging you.
You just don't want to hear that. 272-9228. Joel's on the line about something else. Hey, Joel.
Hey, Greg. I just want to tell you, down at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, someone down there to get me a flat of tomatoes, and I think they'd be 2 inches tall, They are a foot tall. They well worth the money. My wife winded up getting just all kinds of flowers. They beautiful down there. And I told Clay that I heard about it on the radio, but there was a lady there from Prattville, so I know that's where she heard about it too. So it pays to advertise on 93.1.
I'm so glad. I really appreciate it. And I think it's a great place to go when everybody is so stressed. You cannot be stressed and be out there at the same time. So thank you so much for choosing them. And I've changed my mind, Rich. I was going to retire as a farmer, but I'm going to get a pallet of those tomatoes. And
You need to.
They're foot tall already. I can't screw those up.
Yeah, you know, these big boy tomatoes, they can't be small, right, if they're called big boy.
I would think.
You would think so.
Okay, thank you.
We appreciate the
thank
call.
Thank you.
Now, the audience loves to do the Monday torture thing. 272-9228 to play True the Baloney and win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. So if you're ready for that, we'll come back to you in 1 minute.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
But most people agree with everything I say anyway.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm still waiting here. 272-9228. Call up and play True the Baloney.
Don't stop waiting.
Quarantine is hard. Eating almost every hour. Open up the fridge 50 times a day. Eat a bag of chips. Heat up mozzarella sticks. The social distancing.
This is non-corroded.
Corroded? Non-what?
Non-coronavirus news. Oh.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Kourtney Kardashian has quit the Kardashians.
Oh, no.
In news that we really care about.
Why didn't Fox lead with that?
I don't know. Her departure hasn't been confirmed. I just saw the thing and thought I'd have a little thumb at it. Since nobody wants to play my silly game.
Yeah. No, no,
Now, Steve Abistra's
no contestants.
Curbside, right?
Oh, yeah. They are.
All right.
In fact, I had some this weekend.
If Jay makes you nervous, you can call me at 272-9228 while he describes the amazing menu at Steve Abistra.
Mmm, an amazing menu it is.
Otherwise, I've got a 17-minute Bob Dylan song I can play.
Couldn't go without getting the Cajun cheese curds.
Yeah.
And then it got shrimp and grits, which were fantastic.
I had the boiled bag the other day.
You had the boiled bag.
Come to my house.
Yeah,
that's a lot of food.
It's so good. You can enjoy the deliciousness, the splendor, the wonderful seafood bistro. 1651 Perry Hill Road is their location. Yes, they are doing curbside pickup. They've got 6 designated parking spaces there. You pull into them. They're numbered. You tell them what number they're in. They'll bring it out to you. And they've also got where you can walk in and pick up your food. And then, yes, the J. Scott Show. You can pick up your food, take it back to your car, that sort of thing. They will allow you to come in and grab the food and come away. You just can't eat it inside the building there. So plenty of ways to get it to you, as well as right to your door through the DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, or Uber Eats. They will deliver it right to your door as well. The Seafood Bistro, check them out online at theseafoodbistro.com. That is where you can see the menu. You can put in an order there and go pick it up later on today. They open up at 11 a.m. today and every day. It's the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
I think you're scaring people because when I say I'll answer the phone, they call.
Well, maybe they want to talk to you.
I'm not that interesting. This is Keith.
Hey. Hi, Keith.
Hello. Hello.
You there?
This is Steve.
Oh, Steve.
Steve.
Yeah.
Hi, Steve. Hi, this is Steve.
You're contestant one, so don't go away. And you have an advantage. And your name again, please?
Jane.
What's the first letter of your last name, Jane?
Eight.
Thank you very much.
All right, Jane, you hang on. Today is National Doctor's Day, so I will, we're going to go down the thing here with a sequence of statements.
Okay.
And all you have to do is tell me what's true or baloney. Now, Steve is first. So if he doesn't get this one right, he's still in the game.
Of course.
Because he was the first one, and he deserves a break. Statement one, Dr. Jonas Salk is famous for coming up with the vaccine for smallpox. Truth or baloney?
Oh.
That's baloney.
That's correct.
Winning.
Yeah, you're right. It's polo. Yeah.
Polio.
Polio.
And to
polio.
This day, polio. They have never done enough to honor this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because, man.
That was quite a concern. I mean, not like the coronavirus, but it was...
Nobody really knew how you got it either, so people are afraid to go to beaches.
It was...
You remember, we were all lined up at the school gym taking either the sugar tablet or the getting a shot.
Yes.
And there's three series of that.
Right.
Sure.
There's the three.
Yep.
Back in the 60s. Yes, indeed.
Yep.
All right, you're in good shape here. Hi, Jane.
Yeah.
Hey. All right, I'm going to read you a statement. You tell me whether this is true or baloney. Dr. Spock was a prominent pediatrician. Dr. Spock was a prominent pediatrician. True the baloney?
Truth.
Winning. Dr. Benjamin Spock.
Right.
Not the one from Star Trek, obviously. His book, Baby and Child Care. That was in every house in America.
Uh-huh.
In the baby boom generation. Mm-hmm. And it's still popular 75 years later. All right, we got two smart people competing against each other. Here we go back to Steve.
Alrighty.
On the show ER, George Clooney's character was named John Carter. On the show ER.
Never watched ER in my life. I'm just going to go ahead and say baloney.
And guess what?
Winning. Yes, wow.
Right.
Yeah, so you took a guess. You took the right chance.
Noah Wyle played Dr. John Carter.
Oh,
so.
Of course.
I think Jane.
I'm sorry. Jane, the pressure's on now. You ready?
You got to get this one.
In addition to being a TV doctor, Dr. Oz has performed over 1,000 brain surgeries in his career. Truth or baloney?
Oh, interesting question.
I'm going to guess baloney.
Winning. He's a surgeon, but not a brain surgeon.
Oh, okay.
That's Joe Biden. Dr. Oz specializes in heart surgery. Hang on. All right, we continue. In the show Doogie Howser, M.D., Doogie was short for Douglas. Truth or baloney?
I'm
going to say that is true.
Winning.
Wow, we got some smart people here this morning.
You're going to have to break out the baloney game, aren't you?
I'm going to have to break out the baloney game. Can you hang on a sec?
Sure.
Stand by.
Yeah, where are you going? Say it, so let me get my can out of the drawer. My baloney can.
Nice can.
Yeah. I've had it for years.
He's had it stuffed this morning.
All right, Jane, back to you. We're on now we're just playing the game of baloney. I'm going to read you a statement. You tell me whether it's true or baloney. The Earth is furthest away from the sun in January. The Earth is furthest away from the sun in January. Truth or baloney?
I know the answer to this one. I know the answer.
I'm going to guess baloney.
Winning.
Yes, it's closest to the Earth in January.
Yeah, it's further away in July.
Correct.
So, man, we got PhDs here. Joey, you may be starting a little bit late today. All right, back to you, Steve.
All righty.
Banging your head against the wall can burn 150 calories per hour. Truth or baloney?
I'm going to go with truth.
And guess what? You would be absolutely winning. Correct.
Good Lord.
Wow.
This is amazing. I don't know that we've ever had
You asked for this.
Yeah, I did. All right, I'm going to give Jane a choice. Would you rather talk about Texas or Fidel Castro?
Let's go Texas.
All right. It is illegal in Texas to graffiti somebody else's cow. In Texas, it's illegal to graffiti somebody else's cow. Truth or baloney?
I'm going to guess truth.
Winning.
It is. Wow. Amazing. All right. So we go back to Steve. You don't have any plans today, do you, Steve?
Oh, no. Hey, we were all stuck at home.
Yeah. All right. Next statement. Jellyfish kill more people per year than roller coasters. Truth or baloney?
I'm going to go with truth on that.
Winning.
Well,
you are correct.
Wow. And it continues.
Good Lord.
All right, Jane. The first rubber boots were created by the Duke of Wellington. Again, the first rubber boots were created by the Duke of Wellington. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Winning.
Amazing.
It is. This is unprecedented in the history of the show. Back to Steve.
Hi.
Here's your statement.
Okay.
Ancient Egyptians would shave off their eyebrows to mourn their dead cats. Again, ancient Egyptians would shave off their eyebrows to mourn their dead cats. Truth or baloney?
I'm going to say truth.
Winning.
It's insane. Hi, Jane. You haven't had a birthday occur since we started playing this, have you? All right.
No.
Here's your statement. The King of Spades is supposed to actually depict the King of Bavaria. Again, the King of Spades in a card deck is supposed to actually depict the King of Bavaria. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
No, losing, guys.
Sorry. You know what? We got to give something nice to Jane. Do you have a dollar?
I mean, I don't know. I don't have a dollar.
I think I have. We're going to give both of you a prize. This is too good. Jay,
We didn't do...
we'll mail you something.
We didn't do a...
That's right, we have an extra.
We have an extra seafood bistro.
You're both going to
win. So you're both going to win this.
And thank you for your patience.
So hang on the line. He has to get an address from you. All right?
You weren't nervous or anything, were you, Jane?
From both of you.
No.
Good, good. That was pretty impressive. That was a pretty impressive run. You're right, we didn't do it on Friday. Because we're so busy here, trying to keep up with the Cheos. So congratulations to Steve and Jane for one of the best, if not the best, performance of Truth or Baloney in the history that we've been playing that game. I want to talk about Adam's drugs. All I've heard from people, and in the timing with the demand on stores, with the Saturday was a nut house at the big stores.
God, you told me about the line around the block at Costco?
Yeah. There's pharmacies in these stores, and under normal circumstances, they're fairly easy accessible, but nothing, I mean, how easily accessible is Adams Drugs? Just pull up in front of the store, because that's what they do. Prescriptions, over-the-counter needs, and they just happen to have some really nice gift shops. Oh, and on occasion, I will indulge in a Diet Coke and a peanut butter cup.
Sure.
If my anxiety requires that. But if you can't get out of the house, if you're quarantining, they will deliver to you. And again, just like anybody else, they can, you don't have to make any contact. You don't have to worry about social distancing. But they do deliver. Or you can pull up in front of the Adams Drugs location that's closest to you, and they'll bring it out to the car. Again, they remind me a little bit of Don Duncan, because they just go out of their way to provide the best customer service. And again, your over-the-counter needs are there as well. Just absolutely fantastic people. I don't know of any business where you go from location to location and receive such amazingly consistent customer service. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you, and there's no better time to find a new pharmacy than right now. 8:30.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have some light to moderate traffic around the boulevard right now. I-65 and 85 moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Not seeing a lot of congestion anywhere. One small spot, Wetumpka Highway at Northeast Boulevard. From there down to about Ware's Ferry. A little busy there. Other than that, no accidents in us to report to you. So buckle up and drive carefully. We'll be here to keep you posted. All right. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to TrenumState.edu and enroll now. Trenum State, your new career and a brighter future is just a click away. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Coming soon from COVID-19 Fallout Pictures, 50 Shades of Grey. No, it's not a movie based on an erotic romance novel. This is a documentary about women's hair colors during the COVID-19 quarantine. No hair styling means no hair coloring. And no hair coloring means gray roots. Gray roots.
I'm calling mine Locks of Life.
It's the hot new hair trend over the next month or so while the quarantine continues all over the world. 50 Shades of Grey. These hair colors are to die for.
They are natural strands of wisdom.
Now playing on Skunk Hair TV.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Can't go anywhere, man. Can't go anywhere, man. Sitting in this chair, man. Can't go anywhere, man. Corona's in the air, man. Can't go anywhere. Can't go to movies, breweries, parties, horse races, ball games, arcades, parades, no vacation, shopping malls, pub crawls, pool halls, gas stations, barbers, butchers, doctors, graduations, bowling, mini golf, axe throwing, roller skating, sitting here doing social isolation. Can't go anywhere, man. Can't go anywhere, man. Can't go cut my hair, man. At these four walls I stare, man. Corona's in the air, man. Can't go anywhere.
Tomorrow you can go out to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. There's lots of places you can go. Go get a jet ski at Adams Motorsports or get a vehicle at Jack Ingram. They are open. And two listeners purchased cars at Jack Ingram last week. Look, if your lease is up or your car just kaputed. That's a very sophisticated automotive term for it just stopped working and you're tired of dealing with it. Because everything they sell in the category under 10, and there's some new additions. Look at this 2008 Lincoln MKX base. That's a gorgeous SUV that was driven an average, let me do the math here real quick, about 7,000 miles a year. So this thing was babied, and it looks brand new. And it's only $6,800. I mean, so if you need something for the carpool.
It's a Lincoln.
Yeah. For a business, you got right. That option. Newer and just as beautiful, 2012 Ford Edge Limited. That's $99.90. And in between, there's lots of, man, if you got a new driver in the family. We started Janelle off in a Jetta, and it was a great decision on our part. They've got a 2014 Jetta. It's white, automatic transmission, and it's one of the safest cars out there, especially for a new driver. Only $6,800 and several Nissan sedan options. in a variety of prices, as low as $6,800 up to $8,990. 2014 Nissan Altima 2.5. So you got lots of choices. They, of course, COVID-19 compliant. They are observing social distancing and re-sanitizing continuously. So you can shop there safely or browse online and get a quote. Tip Thames and his team will accommodate you every possible way at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. That name does not go in the back of a vehicle unless it's been vetted three ways. Vehicle history, interior has to be clean and pristine. The mechanics have to approve the condition of the engine. In other words, they don't want to resell somebody else's troubles. So shop with confidence, Mr. Big Boy said at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. We're a little behind in the hour here, but coming up, we do have some rather interesting Morning Maroon nominees. But first,
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Very warm today, again, with a high in the low 80s. Gosh, we made it to 82 yesterday. Today would be the eighth day in a row, 80-plus. And it's way too early for that to happen. In fact, we had another stretch of 80-plus back earlier in the month. A sun and cloud mix today. We're dry. Mild tonight, low 61. Risk of showers beginning in the wee hours of the morning. Then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely. Some storms possibly severe, with the risk of tornadoes certainly not out of the question in that situation. The threat window begins fairly early, perhaps as early as, 9 a.m., just throwing out a time there, and maybe lasting into the early afternoon hours. So we'll be very watchful. Breezy, much cooler tonight, low 47. Tomorrow's high, Wednesday, will be much cooler with highs in the upper 60s. We'll be in the mid-40s Thursday morning. That sounds very chilly, but 47 is the actual normal low. We've just been spoiled lately. Warmer again Friday. By the way, one more plug on Weather Extra tonight on TV. Having to do with COVID-19 and tornado sheltering. These community shelters, especially if you live in a manufactured home, do you avoid going to a shelter now because of the threat of the virus? Or do you go to the shelter? Which is the biggest threat? The Alabama Department of Public Health has a recommendation. We'll talk about it on my Weather Extra tonight at 6 and 10 on CBS8 and ABC 32, the Alabama News Network. Right now it's 62 at 8:39.
That actually would be a great talk show topic, too. Maybe we'll solicit some feedback on that this afternoon and see what listeners would do.
There you go.
Because, that does pose quite the
right. What
dilemma.
Do you do?
Here's the good news, though. I want to mention this because I just checked the numbers out. We are still less than 40 cases of this stuff in the Tri-County area. 40 total.
Yeah.
Most of those have already been treated and released and are recovering. Statewide, we're at about 800. So, fingers crossed, hopefully, if we keep observing
the social distancing.
We will see this number stay relatively low. You can't social distance in the city of New York because you're 6 feet away from your neighbor in a lot of, of the more condensed populations. And by the way, if you see an article going around from the Atlantic about four timelines for returning to normal, ignore it. This is a magazine with an agenda. The epidemiologist over in England and the guy that led to these massive shutdowns predicted 500,000 deaths in the UK. He has since revised his number down to 20,000. It's not to not take this seriously, but
experts don't know.
They don't know is right. They say that, I understand what Dr. Fauci said, that the timeline is going to be determined by the virus. Yeah, it's also going to be determined by how effectively we avoid it by the way we're doing. And I've been back from Florida for over 2 weeks. The fact that I think we had 6 when I came back, and it's only at 40 now, when in other parts it is, exploded. We're doing pretty good. Let's just hope we continue to do well. Do you mind if I take an optimistic approach?
No.
Good. Because it's my nature. It's my nature to be optimistic. And sometimes I have to work a little at it. Coming up, our Morning Maroon nominees, including this will frost your pajamas, as a friend of ours used to say. When you find out about a place that's receiving some of this stimulus money and what they did.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
After this break, Jay.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have some light to moderate traffic around the boulevard right now. I-65 and 85 moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Not seeing a lot of congestion anywhere. One small spot, Wetumpka Highway at Northeast Boulevard. From there down to about Ware's Ferry. A little busy there. Other than that, no accidents and dust to report to you. So buckle up and drive carefully. We'll be here to keep you posted. All right. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it. All right. Right now, go to TrenumState.edu and enroll now. Trenum State, your new career and a brighter future is just a click away. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Several local communities now have new curfews in place to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Montgomery's curfew is from 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. Selma has a curfew from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. And Crenshaw County's curfew lasts from 10 p.m. until 6 a.m. No incidents have been reported involving the curfews. Alabama's confirmed coronavirus cases have now topped 800. East Alabama Medical Center confirmed 5 coronavirus-related deaths at the hospital over the weekend. And Greenville police are investigating a deadly shooting over the weekend. Police have 2 suspects in custody, but they're still searching for 22-year-old Antoine Thompson. The shooting happened Sunday afternoon at a gas station on Willow Lane. Police have not identified the victim. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Baptist Health is proud to announce the opening of coronavirus care clinics in Montgomery and Prattville devoted to drive up coronavirus screening. Screening is administered by appointment only, where you will be directed to a designated parking spot at one of our clinics. There, a clinician will assess your symptoms and administer a screening, all from the comfort of your car. Screening administered in your car at our coronavirus care clinics prevents spreading of germs in a waiting room setting. After screening, you'll receive next steps from our medical providers. Taking common sense measures is important, and residents should show responsibility for themselves, their family, and their community if they suspect they've been exposed. Call 334-747-0150 to schedule an appointment at one of our drive-up coronavirus care clinics or visit baptistfirst.org for more information.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of Pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com where memories are made and promises are kept.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisitory. And in consideration of the governor's orders, we are remaining open, but we have our doors closed to the public. So it's going to be called Drive Up Diamonds. Yes, we're going to have a drive up service where you can pick up your repairs, pick up gifts, design things, sell your gold, trade your gold, anything you like to do, we will do as a drive up, or we will deliver or pick up from your residence or businesses if that's the case. So please visit us. Margaret's is staying open. We're open every day, but we cannot let you into the doors. Come see us.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I've been in the aisle. There's been no toilet paper stocked for quite a while. Delivery came to the grocery store. Hello, is it TP you're looking for? The truck came. Some supplies, extra soft and double ply. No more using a t-shirt or coffee filters to wipe. Cause today's your lucky day. You can finally take a poo, but they won't let you stock up. Limit two.
Toilet paper will be one of the top 10 stories of the year when December rolls around. Let's see, where are we at here? Market's up a little bit. That's nice.
Yeah.
Let's bring in the great American Ayatollah from Iranistan, Jean Kadai.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day, sometimes even me. Let's get our Morning Maroon nominees, shall we? A couple of these we have alluded to earlier this morning. Let's see who you think deserves to be the dumbest of the dumb. Let's start with record promoter David Geffen, who's had an amazing career, discovered some phenomenal talent.
Yeah, sure.
Pocketed a lot of money that probably should have gone to the artist, but they signed the contracts. That's the way it is, as Bruce Hornsby in The Range once said. He tweeted his well wishes to the world from his $590 million yacht in the Caribbean. That must have made several people feel much better.
I hope they've got a bunch of toilet paper on that aboard.
I'm sure. He's probably, bringing it in from other places where they have an abundance and making money off that. So his lack of self-awareness here, I mean, it's more just kind of like a hard elbow in the ribs, because our next nominee falls into that category.
All right.
Multimillionaire chef Bobby Flay, who is worth $60 million, has decided to ask us to help him pay his staff while his restaurants are closed for the pandemic.
Where's my wallet?
He set up a GoFundMe campaign asking for $100,000. So far, suckers have put in
$11,000. Jeez, almighty.
You're not a mom-and-pop business with revenue like that, you might dig deep. And then, similarly, talk about awareness. Nancy Pelosi, who I will refrain from calling any vulgar names at the moment, held up the stimulus bill for 5 days so she could fly back to San Francisco and add a ton of stuff that has nothing to do with coronavirus relief. Part of that package, which was signed into law, a $25 million taxpayer bailout for the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. So they get this money, and then yesterday, nearly 100 musicians were told they will no longer receive paychecks after April 3rd. Really? So you get $25 million, but you're going to lay off all the musicians and other employees. Something smells rotten about that to me.
So, you got David Geffen floating around the Caribbean in his
sort of a celebrity edition.
$80 million, and you got Bobby Flay worried about his employees and can you help them?
Can we help pay a lot of his employees?
And you got Nancy Pelosi with a lot of pork that she added to the bill. I don't know. I like the Nancy Pelosi idea.
I'm kind of with you on that. $25 million, and we waited 5 extra days for this thing to get done because of her and all this ridiculous.
What can we stick in there?
All right, so we'll give it to her.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
Biatch. Oh, you weren't supposed to say that. We promised we wouldn't use those kind of words. Oh, that felt good, though, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Montgomery Paint and Body, I saw it again. Sounds like a Mamas and Papas song. I saw it again,
yesterday.
A car that looks truly as good as new, maybe better, because I saw it when it was damaged. Montgomery Paint and Body.
Talking about my car.
Yeah. It's amazing. It just looks amazing.
We always talk about good as new, maybe better. It came back better than when it before the accident.
I haven't handed them a situation like the one you did, and I hope I don't have to, and so do they. They're not looking for people to get into wrecks. But I've had a couple of nasty cosmetic things that needed to get fixed, and they do an amazing job, whether it's more of a cosmetic type or your car looks squeezably soft on one end or the other. Give it to MPB because they're thorough. They're going to make that car look as good as new, maybe better. It's the Turner family principle that's the most important part of that operation.
And Brandon kept me updated on the phone 4 or 5 times during the process.
That's nice to know, so you kind of can make plans as to when you might have to return a rental and whatever else, that they keep you updated the way they do. They have talented people, state-of-the-art equipment,
They have a pinball machine.
A pinball machine in the Rich Thomas suite. Just ask for it by name. Call them at 27-WRECK with a W, Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Hey, you know, there's some great lunch options. I am going to post the We're Open from Blue Water Broadcasting.
The Jan's Beach House, that's 11 to 2 today, right?
That's 11 to 2, and they have, I just pulled the menu up.
There it is.
Seafood gumbo.
Homemade seafood gumbo.
Burgers and slider with fries or onion rings and chicken fingers. And again, Jan's, everybody else, they're trying to keep their doors open. So if you can, please patronize these great businesses that help keep us going here at Blue Water. Our final look at the roads at 8:53.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have some light to moderate traffic around the boulevard right now. I-65 and 85 moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Not seeing a lot of congestion anywhere. One small spot, Wetumpka Highway at Northeast Boulevard. From there down to about Ware's Ferry. A little busy there. Other than that, no accidents in us to report to you. So buckle up and drive carefully. We'll be here to keep you posted. All right. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to TrenumState.edu and enroll now. Trenum State, your new career and a brighter future is just a click away. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
This is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, man, being stuck in quarantine is giving me anxiety.
Then ask your doctor about Tiger King.
Tiger King? Is that a drug?
No, it's a totally messed up Netflix documentary.
How will that help?
Tiger King is clinically proven to make you forget about the pandemic and focus on a gunslinging homosexual redneck from Oklahoma with a meth addiction and 180 pet tigers.
Well, that doesn't sound real.
Oh, it is. It's a 7-dose prescription that will make you forget everything bad in your own life.
Those tigers are pretty cute, but also kind of scary.
Not as scary as Joe Exotic, who can make you one of his polygamist husbands.
Oh, but I'm not...
Doesn't matter. He can also hire you to kill someone.
I think I'm already forgetting about the coronavirus.
Then pick up a crack pipe and watch Tiger King. Side effects may include growing a mullet, buying an AK-47, and exploiting dangerous animals.
All right, a couple minutes shy of 9 o'clock. It's a couple of things. Kaiser Fine Furniture will be closed until April 18th.
Okay.
Hopefully that schedule will hold. They'll be able to reopen. And there was something else I wanted to mention relative to this kind of information. Our bluewaterbroadcasting.com, I just relinked it on my Facebook page.
Businesses that are open?
Yeah.
We are open for business.
And there's so many great choices. Donnie Turner got us kind of hooked on the El Paso Chili Company.
Yeah, was that delicious?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was delicious. Oh, and you know who else I have to thank? Rosie.
And that incredible...
How about that casserole, Eddie Bader?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable.
I ate it on the way home.
Yeah.
You did. Couldn't wait, right? Yeah, I know.
She's amazing.
And we so appreciate Rosie, Eddie Bader, and the Seth Spotlow Experience for helping us do these weekend morning shows, and those will continue.
Sounds like his album, his latest album, the Seth.
I know. It sounds like something that should appear at Impact.
Right.
Coming soon. Of course, it can't because of the
it's closed, right?
Coronavirus. The Seth Spotlow Experience. Joey, what you got lined up at 9 o'clock?
Anything to talk about today?
Yeah, anything?
No, nothing.
Okay, the usual. But we're also doing our best to try and bring you some other stuff going on. We hope we succeeded this morning.
No.
Well, we tried.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's joint time.